This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The world is on course to register the fastest growth in 50 years after the pandemic-induced downturn, but only the wealthiest countries stand to benefit, UN economists said on Wednesday. A new report from the UN Trade and Development Body, UNCTAD, maintained that this partial rebound happened because wealthy countries have spent their way out of trouble. But this has not been possible for poorer nations, whose economies have been hit much harder by COVID-19 than the 2008-9 financial crisis, said UNCTAD Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan.
We are seeing now extremely accommodative monetary policies and huge fiscal packages utilized by countries with currencies reserve status. In the meantime, developing regions whose spending packages were but a fraction are already having to cut back some of their spending and increase their interest rates in reaction to the fears of increasing inflation, increasing debt ratios, and the prospect of a new adverse cycle in financial markets.
The UNCTAD chief highlighted that global economic growth was likely to be highly uneven and that next year it is likely to slow significantly, with incomes trailing 3.7% below pre-pandemic levels. The Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Amina Mohammed, has condemned a suicide bomb attack in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Tuesday's attack, which killed at least 9 people and injured several others, reportedly happened outside a tea shop. Responsibility has been claimed by terrorist group Al-Shabaab. It comes after Ms. Mohammed's visit to the country at the weekend, which coincided with parliamentary elections. In a tweet on Wednesday, the Deputy Secretary General said that she was deeply saddened to learn of the deaths and injuries. The Deputy UN Chief also repeated that the UN stands in solidarity with Somalia and remains ready to support the Somali people and government in its pursuit of peace and development. Casualties caused by cluster munitions increased in 2020, despite progress in efforts to eliminate these weapons, a UN-backed civil society report said on Wednesday. The Cluster Munition Monitor 2021 recorded at least 360 casualties globally last year, although it said the true number is likely much higher. Civilians have been the primary victims, with children representing nearly half or 44% of all casualties, and women and girls around a quarter. The report found that efforts to eliminate and stigmatize these weapons through the International Ban Treaty continue apace, despite the dislocation and upheavals brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. The widespread condemnation of denials by Azerbaijan that it had used cluster munitions in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict shows how the prohibition on these weapons is gaining strength, said Mary Wareham, one of the report's authors. Stockpile destruction is also one of the Convention on Cluster Munitions' success stories. To date, a total of 36 states' parties have destroyed 99% of all stocks declared. Only 10 states' parties now see a need to retain live cluster munitions for such permitted purposes, the report said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.